أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نوية الأربعين، نوية الاعتكاف، نوية الخلوة، نوية العزة، نوية الرياضة، نوية السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. We are trying to continue the definition and the characteristics of Murshid al-Tabarruk, the guide that reflect blessings, what kind of characteristics he has to carry in order to understand where we have to be connected. Because your connection, Murid's connection, has to be to the Shaykh. Murid's connections has to be directly with his Murshid, his guide. And those who are, because so many times I went to conferences to speak on different subject or different issues, many people, especially Sufi people, they say Murshid this and Murshid that is coming. And everyone for them is becoming a Murshid. So that's why also in Naqshbandi Haqqani order, also you have people who represent Mawlana Sheikh Sultan al-Awliya, may Allah give him long life.
Amen.
They are being called Murshid wrongly because they do not carry the characteristics of these four levels of Murshid. So we continue what we said yesterday about the first level of Murshid, which is Murshid al-Tabarruk, who is has to know, as we explained, he has to have knowledge of all praises that is being praised, that those who are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created creation from humans and non-humans, because everything is praising Allah. So it means he has to know what kind of praises they are praising, what the meanings of these praises, and what kind of levels they have been lifted up through their praises. And we explained that. And now, Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, and Mawlana Sheikh, may Allah give him long life, said, وأن يكون فيه الفتح والاطلاع على أهل اللحود على وجه الحقيقة. That Murshid, that first level of Irshad, he has to have the characteristic of Fath. Fath means Allah will open his vision, means his eyes will be opened, not blind. Our eyes today cannot see what is behind this door. He is saying that his visions, Allah will give vision to the heart, that through that vision he has to achieve the level of able to speak with the deceased people. And he can see them in their graves. Is it a grave of punishment or is it a grave of mercy? And he has to know what kind of punishment they are getting, what kind of mercy they are getting. And that is the first level of Irshad. Let us ask questions here. Are those who are being called by their murids, not murids, but those who took bay'ah through them, do they have that characteristic or not? Those who call themselves murshid other than our sultan, in our speaking, in our tariqah, in this tariqah, Naqshbandi tariqah, other than Maulana Sheikh Nazim, can say that about themselves they reach that kind of level? If not, then they cannot call them Murshid. And they cannot claim that they have the level of Irshad. So he is saying that Allah will give them in this first level of Irshad the reality of observing and seeing the people of graves in their realities, what kind, not through their imagination, because he said لا من جهة الأوهام والخيالات. It's not through imagination or hallucination. Today are many that they pretend that they are seeing, and most of their what they are seeing, they are hallucinating or they are imagining. Someone when he doesn't sleep too much, all night he is up. So at a moment he doesn't know anything anymore what he will speak. He might say something from the east, some might say something from the west. Or some people, they are on different kind of mental disability. They take tablets, so they begin to hallucinate. So there is no way of hallucination. He's saying that no hallucination, no imagination. You cannot imagine and write as if it is real. Architect, when they ask him to draw something, what he does? He imagines. When he is right, when he wants to draw, before he draw, he think. He develop a picture in his mind. Then it becomes a reality when he draws it. So, Awliyaullah, Murshid, they are not of that type. They do not imagine and then they draw what they are seeing. There will be a direct contact from Prophet ﷺ to their hearts through their real murshid. That what they see is derived, is not if they imagine and then they draw what they have seen and they say, we saw a vision. A vision is a vision, like I'm looking at you and you are looking at me. In that kind, Awliya Allah can say, we saw a vision. Many times, Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, and Maulana Sheikh, they say, we had a vision that this and this and this is happening. It's a real seeing. They are seeing from their level where they are standing at that moment. They are able to see. They are inheriting that power from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into Isra and Mi'raj, and he saw what he saw. And that reality, he passed a drop of that reality to his inheritors, to Awliya Allah. From that drop, all Awliya are drunk. From the drop that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is giving them. So that Murshid al-Tabarruk, which is first level, he has to see realities of what is going in the brain. Can we pretend that we are seeing that? No. So if we cannot pretend, then we have to know our limits. Then he says, he has to know all kind of favors that Allah is favoring these deceased people in the grave. And he has to know all kind of punishment that Allah punished these people in their graves. And he has to know on top of them why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored them and provided them, some of them, and turned their graves into a paradise. With what amal they did in dunya in order to achieve that level, he has to know it. He has to know at that certain of time, in that day, that deceased person has did something in dunya that Allah favored him and honored him and sent him beautiful names and attribute of manifestation of his beautiful name and attribute, and because of that his grave is turned into a paradise. Means he has to accompany every moment of the life of his, of that deceased, what he has done of good, and then he knows why he has been granted that level, and what he has done of bad, and that's why, what kind of sin he has committed in that day, in that moment, and then he knows why he was punished. So irshad is not something easy, because people, it's difficult to follow a real murshid. That's why, may Allah bless his soul, Grand Sheikh, when he was asked by Sheikh Sharafuddin to carry the level of irshad, he said, oh my son, I'm leaving this dunya and I want you to be my successor. I'm passing you that secret of irshad, guidance. So guidance is not something easy. I'm passing that to you. And Grand Sheikh looked at him and he said, Ya Sayyidi, I don't want. Today if someone, Maulana said to him, I'm passing something to you, he will be so happy. He will blow it out of proportion and make a big, huge sign on his door that he became the big Khalifa. Only if Maulana said one word, he becomes the Khalifa of Dunya and Akhirah. So Grand Sheikh said, Ya Sayyidi, I don't know. And Sheikh Sharafuddin said, Ya Walid, you are my son. This is an order coming from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to you to carry that responsibility, to carry that ijazah, that permission, that to guide people to their goals. He said, Ya Sayyidi, I don't want. And in that night, in a vision, Sayyidina Sheikh Sharafuddin said, presented that request to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that my son doesn't want. He said, ask him why. So next day he called after Mawlana Sheikh Abdullah Dalastani and said, Ya Walid, why you said no? He said, Ya Sayyidi, from you up, all awliya Allah, they were the highest level of guides, and they were guiding their followers to the best of their lives. But what happened to the followers? So followers never achieved the level that they need to achieve, because followers are lazy. Followers are not going to do what you are going to ask them. So I don't want to carry that burden. And what I am going to present to these followers, and these followers are not going to follow what I am saying, it's becoming a burden on me and on them. So he said, okay, what you want then? He said, then Ya Sayyidi, if you give me something that I like, through that irshad guidance, then I will accept. He said, what you want? He said, whenever I do a guidance, suhba means lecture, advice, tawsiyah, anyone sitting in my company and listening to me, I want him to be raised to the same level I am in at that moment, without them doing anything, of course, except their obligations. I'm not expecting from them to do their awrad. They do it, alhamdulillah. They don't do it, I want them to be in my level. If I speak about any wali in my presentation, my advice, I want them to be in the level of that wali. If you give me that irshad, then it has a meaning. Then at least I will say that these murids are being raised and I will feel happy. Or what is the benefit? I will be somewhere and they are very far from me. No, if they will be with me because they are in dunya with me, I want them in akhirah with me. If I get that, I will accept. And in that night, well, that was presented to Prophet ﷺ through a vision, istikhara. And Prophet said, I am ana radi, and this is the word that Grand Sheikh used, ana radi, ana radi, ana radi. I'm satisfied, I'm satisfied, I am satisfied, I'm accepting. So that kind of irshad, Grand Sheikh at the beginning, he said, I don't want it. If it doesn't going to raise the level of murids. So we have to be very careful where we are connecting ourselves. Many people today are misled. They are misled of their source, of their father. Allah said in the Holy Quran, "Du'uhum li'abaihim."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. ادعوهم لآبائهم هو أقسط عند الله فإن لم تعلموا آباءهم فإخوانكم في الدين ومواليكم وليس عليكم جناح فيما أخطأتم به ولكن ما تعمدت قلوبكم وكان الله غفورا رحيما.
Call them to their parents. Everyone call him to his father. Everyone must know that his father is his Shaykh, spiritual father. You cannot call them to their, to the representatives. Today they are saying, oh, we are followers of this representative, or that representative, or that representative. No, you are not. Allah said in Holy Quran, call them to their parents, to their father. If you don't know their father, then say to them, you are my brothers. If you didn't really knew who is your father, who is the head of the tariqah, you misled. Say to that one who is calling you to tariqah and he's misleading you, you are my brother, you are not my father. Okay, you gave me something, I'm happy with it. Thank you very much, but you are my brother. I want to find my father. Who is your sheikh? Then this one is my father. If you don't know your fathers, then they are your brothers. Don't be misled. That will be more balanced, Allah is saying. أَقْسَطُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. It's more valuable when you recognize your background and you are going to be forgiven if not. But you will not be forgiven if you are misled because you have a mind. You have a mind to think. You have a mind to know who is where your connection. So Murshid al-Tabarruk, with these characteristics, we here can understand that we are not even finding that Murshid between any of these representatives. Of course, Mawlana Kari, not only Murshid Tabarruk, we said four levels of Irshad yesterday, that they mentioned Grand Sheikh and Maulana Sheikh in their notes. Until the last one, Murshid Tarbiyah, the one who, the Murshid of disciplinary way and raising you. So these characteristics cannot be found except in our spiritual father. So don't call yourself Murshid. You are not yet that level. Then he said that Murshid has to know all doors of goodness, that because might be what is good for him is not good for you. If he takes a pill, medical pill, if you take it might be poison for you, but it is good for him. And what you take is not suitable for him, it's suitable for you. So Murshid al-Tabarruk, the first level of Irshad, he has to know what kind of thing that you have to do from different kind of zikr or awrad that will benefit you, not borrowing from what he is doing and you are doing. No, everyone, he has to know what he will give everyone in person. He might give everyone something alike at one time, but he will give different things to everyone differently. If you don't know that, if that Murshid doesn't know that, he's not really in the level of Murshid Tabarruk. He has to know Abwab al-Khairat wa Abwab al-Ni'am and all doors of provisions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit you from getting them. And then he has to know all details of all sins from Kabair and Saghair. What are big sins, what are small sins? He has to know them and what his murid, his followers has done during that day of good or bad, he has immediately to reach him in order if he did not do good, he will do good on his behalf. And if he did bad, he will immediately ask forgiveness in the presence of Prophet. And Prophet ﷺ asked forgiveness into Allah's presence for that murid to be forgiven at that moment. Then he has to carry what Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was being given. And Allah said, وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَائِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم.
He taught Adam all names. That Murshid has to inherit this secret of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Sayyidina Adam. He has to inherit from Sayyidina Adam the knowledge of all names in order that we can call him Murshid al-Tabarruk. Or else he is not Murshid Tabarruk. So he must know the names of everything that been created. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهِ He taught him all the names of creation, what's been created. Now today you want to know, there are these big encyclopedias. And they have names of everything. You want to know a name, you go to that encyclopedia, check, and you can see the picture or the definition of that creature, is that? And it is millions of names. And millions of scientists are writing on that. Adam alayhi salam, one man, Allah gave him the knowledge of all universe. وَعَلَّمَ Adam, because everything has a name. It cannot exist without a name. Every star in the universe has a name. That star cannot exist without a name. So it means when Allah taught Adam alayhi salam all names, that they are on dunya, they are in planets, they are in universe. And with their details, not only the name, you cannot memorize a name without seeing him. I can say to you, this is a phone. You say a phone, but immediately you imagine what is the meaning of a phone because you saw the instrument. I say this is a recorder. You immediately understand what is a recorder because you saw a recorder. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Adam all the allama Adam, he taught him the names. Adam alayhi salam saw all these. What are these names represent? It's not only memorizing names without knowing what is the meaning of it. So he has to inherit from these names, from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Adam, he has to Murshid Tabarak to inherit from these names. And Mawlana, he says, وَأَنْ يَكُونَ فِيهِ مَلَكَةُ عِلْمِ جَمِيعِ الْأَسْمَاءِ عَلَى الْمَخْلُوقَاتِ عَلَى مُقْتَضَى الْآيَةِ. He has to have the capacity. He is holding the knowledge of all these names on all creation that Allah created. And to know what is, when you know the name of it, not only if he say Zulkarnain, is not only I saw Zulkarnain, but I can look at his face and know what kind of eyes he has, what kind of nose he has. I have to differentiate him between Zulkarnain and Wissam, or between Sahel. Means you have to see the particular of every individual. How many breaths he is going to breathe in a day? How many breaths he is going to breathe in a year? How many breaths he is going to breathe in all his life? He has to know that. He has to know every smallest detail of that person. What he is going to hear in his life. How much his heart is pumping every moment. You go to a machine in ICU, they know how much you, if they put you on the machine, it keep recording everything until you die. Right? A Murshid has to know everything about you until you leave this dunya. That is a Murshid. If you don't see that, don't underestimate the power of Murshid. These are explanations to understand how much Irshad is difficult and how much Mawlana is carrying responsibilities that you cannot see in his face. You can't say, oh, I'm seeing Mawlana 5 minutes, 10 minutes before I leave. That's it. But you don't know what kind of power he is carrying, what kind of responsibility he is carrying. He is with you, but he is not. He is with us, but he is not. He has another image, he has another personality, that it is always in the presence of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, depend on the level of the wali. So that Murshid has to know everything about you in dunya and what is going to happen to you in akhir. And he has to know about every creature. What is this? Look. قالت نملة يا أيها النمل.
قالت نملة يا أيها النمل ادخلوا مساكنكم لا يحطمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون.
One ant. Allah said in the Quran, one ant. Saying, oh ants, run to your cave, to your home, before Sayyidina Sulaiman come and step on you, kills you. One ant can speak, and speaking to all ants, no microphones, no speaker like these speakers. The voice of that ant was able to reach all ants, that the army of Sulaiman is going to step on them. Means how much they were huge, scattered, these ants. And without using any instrument, that ant, one ant alone, Allah is saying, spoke to all ants that they are going to be stepped by the over, stepped them by Sulaiman and his army. Oh ants, run to your cave. Right? Run to safety. Run to your home. Run to your sheikh. Run to your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You will be saved. And all ants can hear. If one ant is like that, can we speak to people and our voice can reach everyone? That's only for Murshid. But normal people, they cannot reach even to themselves, to their egos. That's why Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ عَرِفَ نَفْسَهُ فَقَدْ عَرِفَ رَبَّهُ. If you know yourself, you know your Lord. So, Murshid al-Tabarruk, Allah gave him to inherit from Sayyidina Adam and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knowledge of names. And those who are under his wings or arms, he has to know them and present them daily to the presence of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, وَعَلَّمَ الْأَمَلَائِكَةَ الْمُوَكَّلِينَ بِالْمَخْلُوقَاتِ لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. He has to know also the knowledge, because on every one of us, on every bite of food you say, you eat, Grand Sheikh said, 300 angels Allah will create in order to take it from your mouth all the way through your digestive system and through all the way through your body. What is coming from nourishment or minerals or vitamins can go through all your body. From one bite, 300 angels. He has to know the Murshid. Every angel that been assigned for you, daily on whatever, even you want to move your finger, must be an angel sending inspiration to your mind to be able to move your finger. Every finger is connected with a different line to the brain. You cannot move one if the brain doesn't give order. You cannot move your eyes, you cannot move your head, you cannot look up, you cannot look down without orders that come from the brain. All this complicated system that Allah gave to human beings in your personality, in your body, your murshid has to know about it, or he is not yet reaching the level of irshad. That's why Grand Sheikh said, oh my Sheikh, I don't want that irshad. If I will not bring them up to my level, for sure, because they are not going to listen what I'm going to say to them. They will run away. So he has to know every angel that has been assigned for you day and night. Through your sleeping, it is said in hadith of Prophet ﷺ that the soul of the mu'min, 49 out of 50 will be going from the body out, the soul, and one will be staying with the body to feed. And the soul goes under arsh and makes sajda there. He has to know at which moment the soul of his murid is going to go ascend through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessings and Prophet's barakah, where is going to ascend and where is going to make sajda. He has to accompany his murid. That still we are in Murshid al-Tabarruk. We didn't go yet to other murshid, so I have to higher levels. And he has to know all the names of these angels, not only to know about them, but he has to know them and their names and their characteristics and what they are doing. And he said there are three times in 24 hours that these angels are changing. New shift. He said they change at imsak time, means sahur time, when you stop eating and begin fasting. He said in the middle of the day, and he said at sunset, waqtul ghurub. There are three shifts for them. He has to know these shifts, and he has to be present in every shift when they are being changed. And who are going to replace them, and which what? With what power are going to be coming to be on for that murid at that moment of day? Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow, and still too many of his characteristic of the first level of irshad. But this will give us an idea. It will shed light how much important the level of irshad is. May Allah forgive us. May Allah bless us. May Allah support us. These notes are there is barakah in them. There is blessings in them. As much as we keep reading them and reminding ourselves, we will get barakah from them, because they are being said by sultans of awliya in every time, like Sheikh Sharafuddin, Grand Sheikh Sheikh Abdullah Faiz Dagestani, and Maulana Sheikh Nazim al-Haqqani. May Allah bless them, and may Allah bless us because of their blessings. May Allah accept. بحرمة الحبيب بحرمة الفاتحة.